place where you can go and just do stuff. In that way, it's a place that mirrors life well, at least the opportunity to do much with our lives. From my office at Tomsoor Island, I have a fantastic perch to look around and see how a sea of people live. Tomsoor Island isn't a ride. It's not just about distraction or thrills, and it's not the kind of place you go to be entertained either. It has all the potential you bring to it. Nothing more, nothing less. To find out just how much that is, all you have to do is show up. You don't need a plan, you just need to be present. Somewhere in each of us, I believe there's a desire for a place like Tomsoor Island, a place where the stuff of imagination, whimsy, and wonder are easy to live out, not just think about or put off until next time. This is a weighty thing to think about on my island, but I often consider what I'm tempted to call the greatest lie of all time. And that lie can be bound up in two words, someone else. On Tomsoor Island, I reflect on God, who didn't just choose someone else to express his creative presence to the world, who didn't tap the rock star or the popular kids to get things done. He chose you and me. We are the means, the method, the object, and the delivery vehicles. God can use anyone, for sure. If you can shred on a Fender or one best personality, you're not disqualified. It just doesn't make you more qualified. You see, God usually chooses